So we start.
Okay, nice. I'm going to read it.
Mama, I need to say the first part of it to announce the beginning of the class. 外昆塔之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好。今天是2019年5月3日，星期五。我们又非常荣幸的邀请到我们敬爱的咖啡圈者马尔然，我们继续讲述今天的不加放歌的早课，并请聆听。Hare Krishna。
Okay, slogan.
929.
All right.Jai Radha Mohan Jai Radha Mohan Kunja Bihar Jai Radha Mohan Kunja Bihar Gopi Kanda Bala Kiri Barada Gopi Jana Bala Giribarada Yashodanandana Prajadana Yashodanandana Prajadana Raja Yamunati Yamunati Jaya RajaJaya Radha Madhava Jaya Gopi Jana Bala Kiri Bharada Gopi Jana Kiri Bharada YeshoRajajanaram Yashodanandan Rajajanaram Munati Anantya Yamunati Anantya Okay, Bhagavad Gita, Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Chapter 9, Text 29.
不加放歌第九章第二十九世节。
Samoham Sarvabhuteshu.Medveshostinapriyaha Ye Vajanti Tamam Bhaktya Maite Teshu Chakyaham Samoham Sarvabhuteshu Namedveshostinapriyaha Ye Vajanti Tamam Bhaktya Maite Teshu Chakyaham Okay Samoham SarvabhuteshuName dveshos tinapriyaha. Ye bhajanti tamam bhaktya maite teshu chakyaham. Word for word. Sama.
四对字 sama.
Equally disposed.
平等对待
Aham.
Aham.
I. Sarvabhuteshu.
Sarvabhuteshu.
To all living entities.
对众生
Me. No one.
No.
Me. To me.
对我刚那个那是谁也不那是对我。
Dvesha.
Dvesha.
Hateful.
憎恨的。
Asti.
Asti.
Is.
Sure.
Not.
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 Yebu.
Priya.
Priya.
Dear.
Chinche.
Yay.
Yay.
Those who.
Shay the Ren.
Vajanti.
Vajanti.
Render transcendental service.
To a child of who?
To.
Q.
But.
Then she.
Mom.
Mom.
Unto me.
Xiangwa.
Bhaktia.
Bhaktia.
In devotion.
Yi feng gai zhi xin.
Ma yi.
Ma yi.
Are in me.
Zai wo zhi zhong.
Te.
Te.
Such person.
这样的人。
Te shu.
Te shu.
In them.
在他们。
Ja.
Ja.
Also.
Ye.
Api.
Api.
Certainly.
肯定。
Aham.
Aham.
I.
我。
我。I envy no one, nor am I partial to anyone. I am equal to all.But whoever renders service unto me in devotion is a friend, is in me, and I am also a friend to him.
译文：我不嫉妒谁，也不偏袒谁，我平等地对待众生。但是为我做奉爱服务的人是我的朋友，在我心中，而我也是他的朋友。
Report. Yao Tzu. One may question here.That if Krishna is equal to everyone and no one is his special friend, why does he take special interest in the devotees who are always engaged in his transcendental service? But this is not discrimination. It is natural. Any man in the material world may be very charitably disposed, yet he has a special interest in his own children. The Lord claims that every living entity, in whatever form, is his son,And so he provides everyone with generous supply of the necessities of life. He is just like a cloud which pours rain all over, regardless of whether it falls on rock, land, or water. But for his devotees, he gives specific attention. Such devotees are mentioned here. They are always in Krishna consciousness, therefore they are always transcendentally situated in Krishna.The very phrase, Krishna consciousness, suggests that those who are in such consciousness are living transcendentalists, situated in him. The Lord says here distinctly, Mayi te, they are in me. Naturally, as a result, the Lord is also in them. This is reciprocal. This also explained the word, Yaya tamam prapajante tam sataiva vajamiham.Whoever surrenders unto me, proportionately I take care of him. The transcendental reciprocation exists because both the Lord and the devotee are conscious. When a diamond is set in a golden ring, it looks very nice. The gold is glorified, same time the diamond is glorified. The Lord and the living entity eternally glitter, and when a living entity becomes inclined to the service of the Lord, he looks like gold. The Lord is a diamond, and this combination is very nice.Living entities in the pure state are called devotees. The Supreme Lord becomes a devotee of his devotees if a reciprocal relationship is not present between the devotee and the Lord. Then there is no personalist philosophy. In the impersonal philosophy, there is no reciprocation between the Supreme and the living entity. But in the personal philosophy, there is. Okay, read that paragraph.
要旨有人也许会对这节诗发问道 ,Krishna 如果平等地对待众生,不是哪个人特殊的朋友,为什么会总为他做,会对总为他做超然服务的奉献者格外的开心呢?这并不是不平等的看待,而是自然的。在这个物质世界里的任何人都有可能很仁慈地待人,但对自己的孩子更是格外的关心。至尊主宣称每一个生物不论在哪种躯体里都是他的儿子因此他慷慨地为每一个生物体提供生活的必需品 它就像一片云，把雨水洒向各处，而不在乎洒在的是岩石上、土地上还是水里。但是他对他的奉献者特别的留意，这里谈到的这种奉献者总是满怀着 Krishna 知觉，因此总是超然地处在 Krishna 之中。 Krishna 知觉这个词的含义是，有这种知觉的人是活着的超然主义者，处在他之中。至尊主在这里清楚地说，他们在我之中。 Maite 自然结果是至尊主也在他们中，这是相互的。这也是解释了这句诗，无论谁投靠服从我，我都会给予他相应的照应。也 yataman prapadyante tams tatvayam bhajaniyam maham， 这种超然的相互交流存在的原因是，至尊主和奉献者都是有意识的。在金戒指上钻上镶上钻石，戒指上看戒指看上去就非常的漂亮，黄金和钻石都同时增添了光彩。至尊主和生物都永恒的闪着光。当生物倾向于至尊主，为至尊主做服务时，它看上去就像黄金，至尊主就是一颗钻石，所以这种结合非常好。在纯粹状态中的生物被称为是奉献者，至尊主成为他奉献者的奉献者。奉献者和至尊主之间如果不存在一种相互的关系，就没有人格神主义哲学了。在非人格神主义哲学中，至尊者与生物之间没有相互交流的关系，但人格神主义哲学里有这种关系。
You read all the purport, then?
No, I read to the part you read.
Okay. Next one is short. The example is often given that the Lord is like a desire tree, and whatever we want from this desire tree, the Lord supplies. But here his explanation is more complete. The Lord is here stated to be partial to the devotee. This is the manifestation of the Lord's special mercy to the devotee. The Lord's reciprocation should not be considered to be under transcendental law, under the law of karma. He belongs to the transcendental situation in which the Lord and his devotee function. Devotional service to the Lord is not an activity of the material world. It is part of the spiritual world where eternity, bliss, and knowledge predominate.
至尊主经常被比喻为是一棵如愿树，无论人想从这棵如愿树上得到什么，他都会提供。但是这里的解释就更完整，这里说至尊主偏爱奉献者，这是至尊主对奉献者特别仁慈的表现。至尊主的回应不应该被视为是受制于业报 karma 定律的，它是超然的。至尊主和奉献者在这个层面上各尽其责，为至尊主做的奉爱服务不是这个物质世界里的活动，而是永恒、极乐和知识的灵性世界的一部分。
Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamani. Namaste Saraswati Deve Gaur Avani Pracharane Nirvisesha Sunivari Aschacha Desa Tarani. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar.Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare Rama Hare Rama 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 Mahavaranaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namani Gora Krishna. So it's an interesting word here. Krishna says, of course, he's equal to everyone.
这里面有一个非常有意思的词儿。 他 Krishna 讲到了他是平等的对待每一个人的。
So someone might say, well, why does he kill the demons and kiss the gopis? That's not equal.
所以有人就会问，那为什么他会杀死恶魔而去亲吻gopi呢？ 这可不是平等的对待呀。
Why are some people rich and beautiful and healthy and other people are poor and ugly and sick?
那为什么有些人呢是 那么漂亮，那么富有，而且呢还那么的健康。可是有些人呢又穷又病。
So that seems like discrimination.
所以这看起来是有分别的。
If God is so wonderful, why do you make everything nice for you?
那如果要是神是如此的美妙的话，那他为什么不把所有的事物都弄得漂漂亮亮的呢？
Actually, he did. The spiritual world, which is real, there's no sickness and old age and ugly and poor and fat and skinny and sick and healthy. There's none of them.
事实上呢，他确实是这么做的。他把灵性世界就弄得漂漂亮亮的，在那里的人呢是不可能有生老病死，然后也不可能有任何的痛苦的。
But we thought we can enjoy separately from Krishna. So then in the material world, we have all these problems.
但是呢，当我们和分 Krishna 相分离的状态下去享受这个世界的时候，那我们就会体验着各种各样的痛苦了。So
Krishna is giving everybody; he just reciprocates according to how they treat him.
所以呢 ，Krishna 呢，他是按照别人对待他的这种态度给予相应的回报的。So,
but there's an interesting word, dvesha. Name dvesha stina priya.
但这有一个非常有意思的词儿, dvesha.
That's in the sloka.
在这个我们今天的这个世界里面. Maiti.
Yeah. So, name dvesha stina priya. Krishna says.
Krishna 说 name dvesha stina priya. 今天那个世界的第二句。
And I think it's translated there as hatred or envy.
在这里面, hatred. Hatred, full of hatred.
Yeah.
But, then,
but the word, if you look it up in the database, it sometimes says hatred and sometimes says envy.
但是如果我们要是去看韦达贝斯里面的这个对Dvesha这个词解释的话呢，有的时候他说的是憎恨，有的时候呢说的是嫉妒。Because
it's the same.
因为这俩没区别。
And envy is very bad, you know. But we don't think so. Like if you say, well, I hate someone, that sounds really bad. If you say, well, I'm envious, that doesn't sound so bad, but it's the same thing.
实际上嫉妒呢是很坏的一件事情，但是我们有的时候是这么说，就是我特别恨某一个人，这听起来的这个程度呢，要比我嫉妒某一个人的那个程度要更深，但其实两件事没有区别。Another
interesting thing is how many times in this sloka Krishna says I and me, like so many times.
那还有一个特别有意思的一件事，就是在所有的这些世界里边 ，Krishna 说了很多次关于"我"的这个词儿。But
Krishna can say like that because he is the supreme. He is the original person. He is all the same.
但是 Krishna 他其实他是完全可以用"我"这个词的，因为他本来就是至尊人，他是一切的源泉。If
I talk like that, me, 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 give it to me, I'm great, then. You'd say, get out of here, you know, cancel this guy's visa, get him out. You know?
如果要是我要是在这一直都说我把这都给我的话，你们肯定就得把我给轰走了，让这人赶紧走。But
we can say Krishna, Krishna, Krishna many, many times, and it will be very well liked.
但是呢，如果我们要是一直都在说 Krishna, Krishna, Krishna，然后想说多少次都说多少次的话呢，那我们就会被别人喜欢了。
So I was looking up this word, dvesha. There's a, in the teachings of Queen Kunti, there's a purport.
如果我们要是看 dvesha, 接着说 dvesha 这个词儿，在昆提皇后的祈祷里面有一个世界。
And Prabhupada mentions a sloka.
Srila Prabhupada 呢就提到了这个世界。
As Krishna says, I have no enemies, and I don't also have friends.
在世界里面 ，Krishna 就讲到了我没有朋友，我也没有敌人。
Now, me dveshos dina priyaha. I'm not envious, and I don't favor, you know.
嗯，我没有嫉妒，我也不是特别的喜欢某一个人。
In other words, in the material world, we have friends and enemies.
那换句话说呢，就在这物质世界里面，我们是有朋友也有敌人的。
That's politics.
嗯，这个就是政治。
Like when Hiranyakashipu was asking Prahlad about school, he said he didn't like school. They were teaching friends and enemies.
比如说，像 Hiranyakashipu 问他的儿子 Prahlad 在学校里面都学了什么，然后 Prahlad 就说呢，他不喜欢学校里面教的东西，因为在这里面呢，就一直教的是关于朋友和敌人的事。
So Prabhupada said the word dvesha means enemy.
所以说，爸爸。他就解释了 dvesha 这一词的意思是敌人。
We are envious of our enemies and friendly toward our friends.
那我们呢会嫉妒我们的敌人，然后会对我们的朋友呢又很友善。
But because Krishna is absolute, even when he appears to be inimical toward a demon, he's actually a friend.
因为 Krishna 他是绝对的，所以呢，他即使他展现出来的好像是对恶魔的不好的这种状态，但其实他也是恶魔的朋友。
When Krishna kills a demon, the demon's demonic activities are killed.
因为当 Krishna 杀死恶魔的时候，恶魔的品质就被杀死了，就被斩杀了。
They can merge into the Brahma Jyoti.
然后它可以融入到 Brahma Jyoti 之中，蓝光之中。
So he's helping that demon.
所以实际上他是在帮那个恶魔。
So there's many, Krishna says another place, the person is more advanced when he thinks of everyone.The honest well-wisher, the friends and enemies, envious, pious, and sinner. Those who are indifferent or whatever, he sees everyone equally. This is how a devotee should see things also.
那么Krishna 在另外一个世界里面呢就讲到了，就是他总是处在平衡平静的状态，他不会区分的去对待敌人和朋友。那么这个呢也是我们奉献者他所应该处在的一种心态之中。
That's Bhagavad Gita 6:9.
这是《薄伽梵歌》的第六章的第九十节。
We are considering people friends and enemies on a bodily platform.
那我们呢是在身体的层面去把我身边的人给分成敌人和朋友。
If someone gratifies our senses, he's our friend.
那如果要是有人他要是满足了我们的感官了的话呢，我们就把他当成是我们的朋友。
And he's our enemy.
否则的话呢，就是我的敌人了。
But when we realize Krishna in everyone's heart and everyone's a spirit soul, then we don't think like that.
但是呢，当我们意识到了 Krishna 他是处在每一个人的心中的时候，我们就不会这么想了。
So we want to.Come to that platform. That's right. And that's the, if we keep hearing from Krishna and associating with Krishna by chanting the holy name and reading the Bhagavad Gita and serving in whatever way, then we will become like that because that's our nature.
So, 呢，我们也希望能够达到这样的一种境界。如果我们要是也始终在听 Krishna 所讲述的话。然后呢，去和 Krishna 的奉献者去联谊，然后并且为 Krishna 服务的话，慢慢的话，我们就能够达到这样的一种境界了。但是这种境界其实也是我们的本来所应该具备的状态。
Prabhupada gives an example then. In the material world, A doctor treats everyone.
比如说，我给大家举一个例子，在物质世界里面呢，这个大夫他会给所有的人看病。
Even if a patient is crazy and insults the doctor still tries to treat him.
即便是这个病人他是疯的，而且呢，他对这个大夫特别不好，但是呢，这个大夫呢，依然还是会努力的去救治他。
And Prabhupada quotes Lord Jesus, hate the sin, not the sinner.
然后圣者帕帕呢，他就引述了耶稣基督的话，他说呢，要恨的是这个罪，而不是恨的犯罪的这个人。
Prabhupada said, this is a very nice statement.
圣者帕帕说呢，这是一个非常好的说法。
Because the sinner is an illusion, he's crazy, but if we hate him, how can we help him?
因为呢，这个罪，因为这个罪人呢，他是处在疯狂的状态，他是处在这个处在虚幻的状态。如果我们要是恨他的话，那我们怎么能够救他呢
？So sometimes we, you know, because we're conditioned, even amongst devotees, devotee may not be sinful, but he may be offensive. He may.Not treat us the way we like to be treated, and we don't like that devotee.
那我们由于是处在一种受条件限制状态下的，那比如说在奉献者之间，有的时候也是会这样。那么虽然奉献者他不是有罪的，但是他有的时候呢，还是会有这种冒犯的心态。所以说呢，当奉献者他所对待我们的这种态度，并不是我们想要得到的那种被对待的方式的时候，我们就会感到不舒服，然后呢，我们就不会再去喜欢这个奉献者。
But that's bad consciousness.
但是如果我们要是这么做了的话呢，这就是一个坏的知觉。
We should think, why do I get upset so easily? Why am I so, why am I so neophyte? I should be tolerant and try to help this devotee to learn how to live properly.
那我们的这种心态呢，就应该是去自省，去想想为什么我这么容易就被弄生气了呢？那我为什么不能够去按照去帮助这个奉献者的这种心态去帮助他呢？为什么我不能够让自己变得更加的能够容忍呢
？And a devotee will think like that. What's wrong with me? Why? You know.
而且一位奉献者他的想法就是他总会再去想我到底出了什么问题。
You know, look at yourself. Kagami o mita, what we say in Japanese, look in a mirror.
那在日文里面有一句话就是去照照镜子，看看自己。
I should learn how to say that in Chinese. I know how to say in Japanese.
照镜子。
And usually devotees like that when they come complaining about another devotee, and you say, "Well, just look in the mirror."
所以呢，有的时候呢，这个奉献者就会这样的，比如他会去抱怨另外一位奉献者。那么这会儿我们要给的建议就是去看看镜子，照照镜子，照照自己。
And the law of karma is such that when we criticize someone, often.It's our own bad quality that we see in others. We don't see it in ourselves.
这个业报定律里面的说法就是，当我们看到别人身上的缺点的时候，通常其实这个缺点是我们自己身上的缺点，因为我们只能够在别人身上看到这个缺点，在自己的身上没有看到。
But when we dwell on the bad quality of someone and criticize them, we get the same quality.
而且呢，当我们使劲的想着别人身上的这个不好的品质的时候，我们也会得到同样的这个不好的品质。
And also, when we think about the good quality of someone and glorify that good quality, we get that quality.
而且，如果我们要是冥想着别人的好品质，并且去荣耀这个好品质的时候，我们自己也会得到这个好品质。
So it's a good idea to, you know, glorify devotees.
所以说去荣耀奉献者是一个很好的办法。
Look for the good.
Sorry? Look for the good. 去看看人家身上的好处。
Yeah. Everyone is a combination of good and bad qualities.
因为每一个人他都是由好品质和坏品质的结合。
So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati said, I don't have time to worry about the bad qualities of other people because I have so many bad qualities myself. I have to correct them.
嗯，Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur 他就讲了，他说我呀太忙了，我根本就没有时间去看别人身上的不好的品质，因为我自己身上的不好的品质实在是太多了，我得忙着去收拾我自己身上的这些坏毛病。So
everybody knows Prabhupada gives a simple example. And there is many different kinds of people, there are different kinds of insects, different kinds of birds.
那大家都知道，舍勒帕帕给了我们的这个非常简单的例子。当然，我们也知道呢，有各种各样的生物体，有各种各样的人，有各种各样的昆虫、鸟类。Like
the parrot bird, they like to eat mangoes.
比如说，像鹦鹉，它们就特别喜欢吃芒果。But
the vulture, they like to eat dead bodies.
但是秃鹫呢，喜欢吃尸体。
The crows like to eat garbage.
乌鸦呢，喜欢吃垃圾。
You know the crow, right?
Yeah.
They have them in every country, right?
I don't think, I don't know if we have that here. I never seen a real crow.
Really? I go to the beach sometime, you'll see a lot of them.
Okay.
In the morning because there's so much. So anyway, there's a park here near where I'm staying, and usually not so many people there.
马尔说呢，现在他住的这个地方呢，有一个公园，通常来说呢，公园里面没有那么多人。But
now is a big festival week in Japan.
但是呢，现在呢，是一个大的节日。So
so many people are on holiday.
现在呢，有很多人都在这儿度假过节。
So in this park, they set up so many tents, and so many people are selling food, and beer, and everything.
所以呢，在公园里面呢，就搭起了帐篷，还有小商贩在那儿卖一些吃的东西，卖啤酒。And
there's so many crows.
然后这儿又飞来了好多乌鸦。The
crows, when there's lots of garbage, the crows come.
当有好多垃圾的时候呢，乌鸦就来了。
So maybe in China there's not enough garbage, you know, people keep things very nice.
是咱们中国，因为我刚才马尔说，我很没见过真的乌鸦。然后马尔说呢，也许可能咱们中国的这个整理的太好，这个垃圾都放的特别的好的地方，所以说呢，乌鸦就不来。
But anyway, so there's honey bee. You have honey in Japan and China.
所以呢，我们有蜜蜂，在中国，在日本都有蜜蜂。
And there's flies, right? Which is in your...
Yeah, 还有这个苍蝇。
I heard some Chinese eat those.
What? Flies?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
我听说呢，有些这个中国人会吃苍蝇。
Anyway, the honeybee, they find flowers.
无论如何呢，这个蜜蜂呢是会去找花。And
even in a tiny little flower that we can hardly see, they will find something in there to help make some honey.
就即便是我们用肉眼都看不到的那些特别小的那些花朵，蜜蜂都能够去发现它们，并且呢能够在里面采到蜜。But
the fly, if you have an infection or, you know, if they spill something rotten or there's garbage, they come like anything.
但是这个苍蝇就不一样了，就是任何有污染的地方、有感染的地方，或者有垃圾的地方，苍蝇就会去了。So
Prabhupada said, we can. Do we want to be like a fly and become a fly in our next life, or do we want to, you know, just finding fault with everybody and looking for problems and dirt?
所以呢，舍勒帕帕就说，我们到底是不是想成为一只苍蝇呢？我们是不是让自己的下一生也想成为一只？ 去寻找别人的身上的错误和缺点的不好的地方的苍蝇呢?
Or be like the bee and look for very nice things and look for good qualities and then, you know, like when the bee makes honey, everybody likes honey.
或者呢，我们是想成为一个去寻找好的品质、美好的事物的苍蝇，这个蜜蜂呢？因为这个蜜蜂呢，它也会这个酿造出这个蜜。那么蜜是甜的，所有的人都会喜欢蜂蜜。
Some flowers the bees like more than others.
Sorry?
Some different kinds of flowers, you know, the bee likes more.
Okay, 这有花呢，有各种各样不同的花。那有的花呢，就特别的被蜂蜜所蜜蜂所喜欢。
Like when we were in the Perkoma this year in Mayapur, the garland, there was one kind of flower. And they give us a garland, and the bees would come, and so many bees come climbing into that flower, you know. But they didn't bite anybody, but it's a little scary sometimes.
就比如说今年在麦普绕外的时候，用来做花环的那种花儿，就特别的得到蜜蜂的青睐。那么那个花环呢，就会招很多很多的蜜蜂。那么虽然这些蜜蜂它们不会蛰人，但是有的时候还是挺吓人的。
So it takes thousands of bees flying thousands of miles and finding flowers, and then they can make a little bit of honey. It's an amazing thing.
那有一个特别令人惊叹的一件事情，就是成千上万的蜜蜂，他们会旅行这个成千上万的公里，然后就是为了去寻找花朵，寻找花朵的目的呢，就是为了要酿那一点点蜜。
And the buzzing sound they make is nice.
而且他们所发出来的这个嗡嗡的这个声音呢，其实还是挺动听的。
The fly noise is not nice, but the flies they walk on the stool and then they walk on your food and. You know, they're spreading diseases.
那么这个苍蝇它所发出来的这个声音就不那么太悦耳了，而且苍蝇它在这个大便上走了就是这个走过了以后呢，它又跑到你的这个食物上去待着，那这个其实是很传染疾病的。
So we want to be like the bee and make honey, make everybody happy, talk very sweet, talk about Krishna.
所以呢，我们希望自己能够成为蜜蜂。然后呢，能够酿造出大家都喜欢的蜂蜜，然后呢，讲述非常甜美的话语，去讲述关于 Krishna 的话语。
And this is, you know, look for the good.
Sorry?
Look for the good.
应该去寻找好的东西。
Everybody has some good quality.
因为每一个人都有好的品质。
So dvesha means envious.
对 ，dvesha 的意思呢是嫉妒。
Prabhupada said it's our nature to become envious.
释迦牟尼说，我们的本性就是会让自己变得嫉妒。
Even to a friend.
即便是对朋友。
If our friend gets, you know, a good job and lots of money or a beautiful wife, you know, we might be envious of our friend.
如果我们的朋友他要是得到了一个好的工作，然后呢也变得这个很富有了，然后还娶了一个非常漂亮的妻子的时候呢，那我们就会对他们产生嫉妒之心。
Even our son gets something more than me, I might be envious of my own son.
即便是我的儿子得到了比我更多的东西，我对他也会产生嫉妒之心。
But Krishna doesn't have these kind of qualities.
但是 Krishna 就不会有这样的问题。
Krishna said if his son does something criminal, he'll punish the same as anyone else.
Krishna 说如果他的儿子要是犯罪了的话呢，那他就会像去惩罚其他的人一样去惩罚他。
And if his enemy does something good, he'll reward them the same as anyone else.
那如果他的敌人如果是做了好事的话呢，他也会像对待其他人那样去奖赏他。
So there's envy and hatred. It's the same word in Sanskrit. It's interesting.
所以说呢，这个在梵文里面，憎恨和嫉妒是一个词儿。
And the world is full of hatred now. Even, you know, for people who are unfortunate, they're envious and hate them. And so they have what they call hate crimes. You know, where they kill the Muslims or the Muslims kill the Christians, or you know, just insane thing.
而且呢，整个这个世界呢就充满了嫉妒和憎恨。那么这个，比如说这个 You mean Muslim will kill the...
Yeah, there's in different countries. Uh-huh. Sometimes Muslims blow up the church. And
just because they are a different religion. Okay,
or in Africa, a different tribe, you know, a different language, a different color, you know, it's crazy.
那么在这个非洲呢，也是，有不同的部落，然后有不同的语言，不同的这个信仰，那他们之间呢也会相互之间的有争端，有矛盾。They're
not seeing it equally. They're not seeing the soul. You know, they're seeing only the body.
所以呢，他们并没有看待彼此的平等性，因为他们看到的只是身体上的区别，而没有看到灵魂上的相同。
So this is what, by chanting and serving Krishna and reading Bhagavad Gita, we'll get purified.
所以说呢，如果我们要是能够通过念诵，通过服务 Krishna, 通过阅读不加梵歌的话呢，我们就能够得到净化。The
someone asked Prabhupada, how can I see Krishna in everyone's heart?
有些人就问过说，Prabhupada，我怎么能够看到 Krishna 是在于每一个人的心中呢?
Prabhupada said, keep reading Bhagavad Gita.
是啊，爸爸就说呢，你继续的去阅读《博迦梵歌》就能看到了。
So we might not see the form of Krishna, you know, playing a flute, but we can know that Krishna's there.
虽然说我们可能看不到 Krishna 吹着笛子的这个身形，但是我们却应该能够感知到 Krishna 就在那里。
Especially when we're preaching and we try to pray to Krishna, please help, and we see that person changing and becoming interested.
特别是当我们在传教的这个过程中，我们会向 Krishna 祈祷着他的帮助，然后慢慢的我们就可以在这个人身上看到他的一些转变和变化了。So
here's some other commentary on this verse of Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is compared to rain.
然后在《博迦梵歌》里面还有一些其他的评述， Krishna 他被比作成是雨。
The rain comes down and trees get water.
那么当雨下下来以后呢，树就会得到浇灌。
And then the trees produce fruit.
然后树呢，它就会结成果实。
Some trees produce very bitter fruit.
有些树呢，它结出来的果实的味道是苦涩的。And
some produce very sweet fruit.
而有些树它所结的果实呢，是非常甜美的。Some
produce poison.
还有的这个树的果实呢，是有毒的。Some
flowers are poison, some are nectar.
那么所以说有的花它也是有毒的，有的呢是蜜。
Flowers is medicine.
而且有的花呢，它就是药。But
the rain is not partial.
但是这个雨呢，它是没有。所以呢，它会。它会平等的浇灌在所有的树上，可是这些树呢，它们却会结出不同的果实。So
Krishna, he gives everyone equally, but we take it differently.
所以 Krishna 呢，他会平等的对待每个人，而每一个人呢， 却会不同的去接受 Krishna 的对待。
So this verse is like the mood of the super soul is maintaining every kind of living entity.
那么所以呢，这个世界里面就讲到了 Krishna 他是作为平等的超灵去平等的维系着每一个生物体。But
as Bhagavan, Krishna will, you know, favor the devotee because the devotee favors him.
但是作为Bhagavan呢，Krishna他就会对奉献者更好一些，因为奉献者呢特别的喜欢他。Like
when Durvasa Muni, after he offended Ambarish and he was trying to get help, he finally got to Vishnu and Vishnu said, I can't help you.
那比如说像Durvasa Muni，他冒犯了安布瑞什王的时候呢，他就去找寻求帮助，他来到了Vishnu面前请求他的帮助。 Vishnu说我帮不了你。
And he told him, you know, I'm in the heart of the devotee and The devotee is in my heart.
他说呢，我在奉献者的内心之中，而奉献者呢也在我的心里。
So if you offend a devotee, you have to get the blessings of the devotee that you offended.
所以如果你要是冒犯了这位奉献者的话呢，你就必须要去得到你冒犯的奉献者的祝福才行。
So he's just reciprocating.
所以说呢，他就以这样的方式去应对。
Yayatamam prapadyante tam sataiva vijamiham. Krishna says, as they surrender to me, I reward them accordingly.
所以 Krishna 就说了，他说，对于臣服于我的人呢，我会给他相应的回应。
Krishna will even become the enemy of a devotee's enemy.
Krishna 他只会成为奉献者的敌人的敌人。
Like he told Duryodhan, if you're envious of the Pandavas, then you're envious of me.
比如说 Krishna 他对Duryodhan 他说如果你要是嫉妒 Pandava 兄弟的话，那也就意味着你是在嫉妒我。
So you're my enemy.
Sorry?Sorry?
Krishna told, if you're envious of the Pandavas, if you're the enemy of the Pandavas, you're my enemy.
Okay, 那 Krishna 对 Pandava 说，对 Duryodhan 说，如果你要是嫉妒Pandava, 那你如果是 Pandava 的敌人的话，那你也就是我的敌人。
So Krishna is giving us what we deserve, and we have to try to serve Krishna nicely, and then he will always help us.
所以 Krishna 呢会把我们配得到的东西给我们，所以呢我们要试着努力着去很好的服务 Krishna。
All right, so let's take time for
yes
reflections, comments.
Okay, 那我们的这个课呢现在就讲到这儿，然后 Mar 说呢花一点时间来听听大家的评述以及看看有没有任何的问题。Yes, here is a question from Rajendra Prabhu.感谢 Maharaj 的讲课。第一个问题是 Krishna 平等的对待每个生物，灵性导师也应该平等的对待每个门徒吗？ So the question number one is, firstly, thank you very much for your lecture. And Krishna is equally treated to every living entity. So the spiritual master is also should equally to treat every disciples, right?
Yeah.
是的
same way
同样的
not that he treats everybody exactly the same、okay. he may praise one chastise another according to that devotee、
但是并不意味着他是那个以同样的方式去对待每一个奉献者的，他也许可能对这个奉献者他是表现出来的是赞扬，对那个奉献者呢表现出来的是责备指责，但是呢他是要根据这个人的这个情况去适合的去对待这个人。
But he's equal in that he's, engaging everybody in Krishna's service and helping everybody to get to Krishna.
但是他所谓的这个平等呢，就是他会平等的去让每一个人去为 Krishna 做服务，并且平等的让每一个人都能够得到 Krishna。
Like Krishna, like he fights a demon and.
Sorry, Maharaj, I didn't hear.
Like Krishna, for some people become devotee and their business gets much better and everything becomes better, and some people become a devotee and their business collapses and they get divorced and. So what's good for them?
That's.那比如说就是有的人进入 Krishna 知觉之后呢，他的这个所有的事情都特别的顺，他的这个生意做得也特别的好，各方面都非常的这个顺应。但是有的人呢 Krishna 知觉的之后呢，他的这个生意也垮了，他的这个婚也离了。那么这个 Krishna 对待他们是平等的，因为他是根据他所需要得到的这个状况去对待这个人。
So it's not exactly the same, it's the same mentality, but it's different.
所以说呢这个顾对待门徒的这个态度不一定是完全一样的，但是呢是平等的。
Giving everybody what's best for them.
因为呢他是给每一个人最适合他们的那一份东西。 The next question from Ranger Prabhu. 我们在这个没有绝对平等的物质世界保持平等的视域似乎困难重重，而这个灵性的平等的概念是什么样子的呢？灵魂平等，但貌似还是不平等，请仁慈的解释灵性的平等的视域的概念。He is asking, what is the vision from the spiritual platform for the equal vision? Because he said, because right now we are in the material world, it's really hard to be maintained in the absolute equality. There are lots of impediments for that. So what it is the spiritual what is a spiritual concept for the equality? Because, Marj, you follow that? He said that because in this material world, although we want to remain equal, however, you know, still there are lots of things that have been manifested in the not-so-equal way. So,
we're getting purified, but we try to engage everybody in Krishna's service.
那我们呢是努力着让自己变得净化，而且呢我们也试着让每一个人都能够去从事对 Krishna 的服务。
And lucky for us, Krishna is so merciful.
那对于我们来说是非常的幸运的，因为 Krishna 是如此的仁慈。
So if we're trying to do the right thing, Krishna will accept us and that we're doing it.
比如说呢，我们试着去做对的事儿 ，Krishna 他就会接受我们所做的事情。
So it's a tricky thing. Requires a lot of mercy because we have to discriminate between, you know, demons and devotees and new devotees and, you know, non-devotees and, you know. At the same time, we have to see everyone equally. Equal means we know they're all part and parcel of Krishna.
嗯，所以呢，这个其实还是有点这个不容易办到的。我们一方面呢，我们要学会判断分辨，谁是恶魔，谁是奉献者，谁是新奉献者，然后他们之间有一些什么样的一种区别。但另外一方面呢，我们要平等的去对待所有的人。所以平等的对待所有的人的意思呢，也就意味着我们知道每一个人都是 Krishna 不可分割的一部分。
But we don't want to think that, you know, all men and women are equal, so we'll all live in the same ashram.
但是我们不要想，哦，男子跟女子都是相等的、相同的，都是没有任何区别的。所以呢，我们大家都挤在一个二双里面，都住在一个屋子里面。
We can't be so foolish.
所以呢，我们不能够让自己变得这么愚蠢。
But they're all spirit souls, and they all have equal right to be engaged in Christian service.
但是呢，大家都是同等的灵魂，也所以说呢，每一个人都有平等的权利去为 Krishna 做服务。
All right.
Yes. So the next question is from Sumukhi Radha Mataji. 感恩 Guru Maharaj 的精彩的讲课，转发刚开始修习的奉献者的提问。物质世界是灵性世界的倒影，怕不怕爷爷讲课一再强调遵循四灵性阶段制度，这和主与奉献者的五种关系是否是一致的？ Okay, well, this question, here is a clusters of question asked by a new devotee, referred by Sumukhi Radha Mataji. So I just break it to two part. The first one is that, in this material world, because the material world is perverted reflection of the spiritual world. And the Srila Prabhupada always stressed for how important of the Varnashram system. So I would want to know if the Varnashram system is the same thing as the five rasas with
No.
Yeah.
Varnashram means we all have different propensities, different abilities, different bodies, you know.
那么就是这个 Varnashram 体系，就是这个灵性四阶层跟社会四阶段的这个制度，它指的是每一个人都有不同的倾向，因为每个人都有不同的这个躯体。
So we want to work, you know, we want everyone be engaged according to their natural propensities, so they'll be peaceful and happy, but everything directed towards Krishna. It's really.
但是呢，所以呢，我们就希望能够按照每一个人的这个自然的这种倾向去从事活动，去为 Krishna 做服务。那么这样的话呢，他就能够变得平静和平和。但是呢，他所从事的这些活动的目的指向还是为 Krishna 的。
So, but the rasas, someone can be in any varna ashram and have different rasas with Krishna.
但是呢，和奉献者和主之间的这种五种关系就不一样了。就是所有的奉献者，他可以在不同的这个 varnashram 里面，但是呢，在每一个 varnashram 里面，他都可以和主有这五种关系。Varnashram
is, you know, for material organization and peaceful society, but the rasas with Krishna has nothing to do with the.
那么这个 Varnashram 呢，它实际上是一个物质的概念，是在这个物质的这个社团里面去安排出来的一种组织的机构，能够让人们在这里面去进行生活。但是这个和主和奉献者之间的这种关系呢，是和主之间的这种关系，它不和这个任何的这个物质的安排有任何的关系。 就不需要有任何的物质的安排。
So, you know, bhakti is transcendental and has nothing to do with our karma or anything anyone can do. But the varna and ashram is, you know, because of our different karma.
而且呢，就是和Krishna 之间的这种关系，这个 bhakti 呢，它是。 没有任何的这种限制的，就是每个人都可以和 Krishna 之间发生这样的 bhakti 的那种关系。但是呢，Varna 和 Ashram 它是会有这个业报的这个反应的，就和主之间的关系是没有业报卷进来的。Okay. Yeah, the next one, 被动奉献状态的奉献者就相当于是首陀罗阶层吗？ 被动奉献状态的奉献者, for those devotees who are in a forceful way to render the devotional service, means about he is in the position of sudra. And also the next word, 我们都是被动状态的奉献者，才会被物质吸引。如果 如果和主是其他四种关系堕落的可能性就小，所以爸爸爷爷才说我们是主的仆人的仆人吗？ So because all of us are in the forceful situation, so we will be attracted by this material energy that will be fallen down. However, if we have the 我们和主其他的，如果，but if we are remaining the other relationship with the Lord, means about we have a less possibility to be fall down. So that is the reason for Srila Prabhupada said that we are the servant of the servant of the servant.
Yeah, something like that. Lord Chaitanya said, Vaishya, a Sudra, I'm not a Vaishya, I'm not a Sudra, I'm not a Brahmin, I'm not a Brahmacharya, not a sannyasi. I'm servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna.
差不多是这样的一个说法。朱彩丹尼马哈巴布说呢，他说我不是 万舍，我也不是苏者，我也不是婆罗门，我呢，也不是这个刹帝利，我也不是三亚西，我只不过是 Krishna 的仆人的仆人的仆人。
So in a devotee, he may be working like a Sudra, he may be working like a Brahmin, but he's Vaishnava. He's not really any of those things. We
那么作
don't
为，
judge a devotee by their varna and ashram. We judge by their bhakti.
那么一位奉献者呢，也许他可能像是一个苏哲那样干活儿，他也许可能会像一位 Brahman 呢那样去行事，但事实上呢，他是一位 Vaishnava，那么也就意味着他就不会被这个 Varna Ashram 的这个局限性给局限住，那么他只是去。为了他和 Krishna 之间的这种 bhakti 去从事、去干、去行动。
Okay.
The next one, Satimaji said that there was a question from previous week. Rajendra Prabhu's. 舍勒帕帕说，纯粹是力量，purity is a force。然而，我们在生活中看到，有的人不纯粹，坏的非常有力量；有的人比纯粹的、纯纯的，但是力量还是不足。请仁慈的解释下，纯粹是力量的真意。谢谢。OK，Srila Prabhupada said that the purity is a force. However, in our daily life, we can see that there are lots of people who are not that pure. However, they are very bad, and also they are very powerful. But there are also some people, they are very pure. However, they are not powerful at all. They are quite weak. So, could you kindly explain to us what's the real meaning of the purity is force?
The source of becoming Krishna conscious, not material success.
这个纯粹是力量，这个力量指的是能够让自己成为具有 Krishna 知觉的人，而并不是说是在这个物质上能够取得胜利的那个力量。So that's it.
Okay.
Maharaj, the one more question.
Spiritual purity. So, like the demons, they may be pure demons, but they may become very powerful, very rich.
那你比如说像这个恶魔，那么这个恶魔呢，它也许可能是纯粹的一个恶魔，也就是说呢，它会变得非常的有力量，而且呢，它也可能会非常的神武。
Okay.
So Mark, you finished answer that question?
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is from Rajendra Prabhu. 您刚才提到憎恨和嫉妒是一个词儿，那么在 Krishna 知觉的修习中，肯定自己不要憎恨和嫉妒。那对待憎恨和嫉妒的人是的正确的心态和正确的行为是什么样的呢？是打一顿骂一顿不理睬，还是继续专注继续甜美的服务呢？还是别的？Maharaj, just now you mentioned that in Sanskrit, the envy and hatred are the same word. But in our Krishna consciousness practice, for sure that we don't want the hateful or envious. So then what is the right attitude to treat those people who are in hate mood or in envious mood? Shall we beat them, or shall we scold them, or we just ignore them, or we just continuously to render any the sweet services to them, or anything else? Thank you.
First, we have to check if we're in a hateful mood.
首先，我们要看的事儿就是我们自己是不是处在憎恨的状态下的。
Right? Because when we see that other one is envious, it may be really that we're envious.
其实当我们看到别人身上的这种嫉妒的时候，其实可能真正嫉妒的人是我们自己。
And then if we, you know, everybody, basically we're all influenced by envy and greed and all these things. We want to get purified, so we want to try to engage more and more people in chanting the holy name and
那么每一个人呢，其实都是有这个嫉妒和贪婪的这种倾向的。那我们呢，也希望能够把自己的这个嫉妒和倾向的这种状态给它清理掉。那我们能做的事情呢，就是尽量的能够让越来越多的人去唱诵 Krishna 的圣名。
There's degrees. If somebody is violently hateful and always just making trouble, then they have to be, you know, separated from her association.
但是呢，但有些人呢，可能就是由于他们大家的这种程度展现出来的不一样，可能有些人他可能展现出来都是这种由于憎恨而展现出来这种暴力的这种倾向了。那这样的人，我们可能就要离他稍微的远一点。
But you know, everybody has tinges, so we just need to.You know, and work your tongue.
但是每一个人呢，其实都是
loving, and that makes other people become kind and don't become like them and be envious and angry at them.
因为每一个人呢，都被渲染了嫉妒和憎恨，还有贪婪。那所以我们要做的事情呢，就是让更多的人能有 kirtan， 然后让大家能够更多的在爱中去被滋养，而不是要让更多的人都转化成有憎恨、嫉妒和贪婪的这种心态。
Somebody will think when he sees the person, I think this person is very envious. He'll think Krishna is showing me a mirror of what I am.
那么，因为奉献者他是这样想的，当他看到了一位。有嫉妒心的人的时候呢，他就会想，哦，这个 Krishna 他其实他现在是在给我照一面镜子，要让这个让我在自己在这个镜子里面看看我自己的样子是什么样的。
All right.
Yes. So the next question from Free and Easy Mataji， 感恩老师和翻译。我们总听苦难是 Krishna 给予的特别的仁慈。那如果我们通过念诵都变得平和了，也不觉得有苦难了，那我们是不是就得不到人特殊的仁慈了呢？变得不再努力进步了呢？期待您的解答。Thank you very much for your lecture. So we always heard that the miseries is the special mercy from the Lord. However, if we become very peaceful through chanting the holy name, and we cannot feel those kind of miseries anymore, does that mean that we won't get any special mercies anymore? So in that case, we will stop our efforts to make any progress on this practice. Thank you very much.
The body sees everything as mercy, good or bad.So-called good or so-called bad, everything is mercy.
那么奉献者他其实把所有的一切都给看作是仁慈，无论是所谓的好还是所谓的不好。
Okay.
都是仁慈。So the next one is from Chatra Mataji. This is a question from last week. 顶拜 Guru Day， 请问一个人的灵性的名字，Guru 是根据他的性格身份给的吗？有一定的说法吗？ Marge, my question is that for a spiritual name for people who get from their Guru Maharaj, is that the spiritual master give the name by the persons of the character and also the identity to give? Or are there any principles to follow for the name selection?
The name is Das and Dasi, that's the most important part of the name.
这个名字啊，它的最重要的部分是 Das 或者 Dasi.
And then you're a servant of Krishna.
所以呢是 Krishna 的仆人。
But, you know, the guru may see that somebody really likes to do Sankirtan and name him Sankirtan Das or something.
但是如果是顾客他可能看到这个人呢特别喜欢进行 Sankirtan， 所以呢他可能就会给他一个 Sankirtan Das 的名字。
But Krishna is actually doing it. But the most important thing is the name of Krishna, So we're going to remember Krishna, and then, but the most important thing is Das.
那么这个名字呢，是跟 Krishna 相关的一个名字。当我们得到这个名字以后呢，就可以帮助我们去记住 Krishna。但是这个名字最重要的那一部分是 Das 那一部分，就是仆人那一部分。The next question, from Hariwansa Prabhu, 奉献者怎么释放内心深处的嫉妒、憎恨和负面的情绪？ How would a devotee to relieve the very deep hidden envious hatred and any negative emotions? Maharaj, you hear that?
Yeah, chant Hare Krishna.
Chant song Hare Krishna.
Chant the holy name.
就是所以呢，就必须要这个加进圣名。
That's purifying.
因为唱诵圣名是一种净化。
It's a purifying process. Chant the holy name, follow the principles, take prasadam, read the Bhagavad Gita, and we get purified. Meditate on Krishna's pastimes of killing the demons in Vrindavan.
那么我们现在修习的这个程序呢，它是一个进化的程序。比如说我们念诵圣名，我们遵循我们的规范原则，还有念诵薄伽梵歌，荣耀 prasadam， 想着 Krishna 的在 Vrindavan 斩杀恶魔的这些逍遥时光，所有的这些呢，都是对我们来说一个进化的一个过程。
Okay, this is, you know, the basic thing is just do that. There's no magic wand that you just instantly change.
所以呢，这些都是非常基本的我们需要去做的事情，并没有一个魔术棒，它只要点我们一下，然后所有的一切都变了，没有这样一回事。
Of course, Kardama Muni, you know, he could create a big mansion just by his mind instantly.But if we want to build even a small hut, you know, we have to do it piece by piece. It takes time.
当然，像这个 Kardama Muni， 他可以在内心之中的通过冥想，立刻就可以建起一座大房子。但是对于我们来说，哪怕我们建起一个小的一个茅舍，我们也得一块砖一块砖的去把它砌起来。
Right.
Yes.
So.You know, it's possible to instantly just become completely purified and change, but it takes time. Practice.
所以呢，我们可能是有可能在片刻之间就发生让自己发生翻天覆地的变化，但是呢，我们还是需要有一个这个练习的进化的过程，才可以达到那一点。
Okay?
Yes.
All right.
All of the questions.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
Suo yo wong yao yu o yu hui fong sha jie.
所有的荣耀都归于聚会的奉献者。Thank you, Maharaj.
Let's go a little bit. Okay?
Maharaj, here's one more question from him, from Hariwansa Prabhu. Still want to answer him?
Okay, one more.
Yeah, this is the last one. 奉献者说有奉献Hariwansa Prabhu 的问题啊，有奉献者做了这些活动，内心总感觉还是受了这些负面情绪的影响。说什么？说明什么 ？Okay, he said that some devotee they even chant, you know.Do all of the things what you suggested just now for the purification. However, in their mind, they're still being bothered by all of these negativities. What's that mean?
It takes time to clean up the mess.
因为是需要一些时间去清理这些乱七八糟的状态的。
You know, we're very conditioned in many lifetimes.
We have to
throw these things out. Don't try to hide it. Say, Krishna, take it. You know, I don't want this. And read the Prabhupada's purports, which are full of positive things.
那就是因为我们这个受条件限制这种状态已经积累了生生世世的这个时间了，已经是很长时间的这种积累了。所以说呢，我们现在呢就把这些东西都给它陈芝麻烂谷子这一事呢全部把它给翻出来了。翻出来以后呢，就让 Krishna 来帮助我们把它给这个清理掉。Okay,
thank you all very much.
谢谢大家。
But I especially like this chapter 9. It's got so much nectar in it.
对，还有就刚才咕噜还说了一句，就是说，如果要是在我们要是不断的去阅读十二帕巴的书籍的这个要旨的话，它的这个要旨里面实际上有很多的这个积极的这些信息的。然后，当然说他非常喜欢今天的这个时节，因为咕噜十二帕巴的这个要旨就是纯纯的甘露。
Anyone who is, you know, if you just keep reading. Actually, I'll tell you one quick answer. When the first time Prabhupada lectured in the Krishna Balaram Temple.
那我现在给大家讲一个事情，就是Srila Prabhupada第一次在 Krishna Balaram庙里面讲课的时候。
He asked for Srimad Bhagavatam Volume 1.
Who? He?
Prabhupada asked for the book.
OK, 然后呢，这个十二爸爸呢，他就询问了这个《圣殿博加瓦坛》第一篇这本书。
Nobody could find the book.
但是当时他就想要这本书，但是呢，没有任何人能够找到这本书。So
he said, OK, bring Bhagavad Gita.
然后他就说，那好吧，那没有这本书的话，那就把博加梵歌拿来吧。
And then he went to chapter 9.
然后呢，他就 翻到了第九章，《国家梵歌》第九章。
And he said, if you read chapter 9, you become free from envy.
然后他就说呢，如果你要是去读《国家梵歌》第九章的话，那么你就能够摆脱嫉妒。
So I've been reading it many times.
所以呢，我就一直在读这一章，读了好多遍。
Envy is always there, but it, you know, if we don't act on it, gradually we get rid of it.
然后呢，但是呢，我这个嫉妒心呢一直是有的。但是如果要是我们不再去加强我们这些更多的嫉妒的话，最终的这些嫉妒慢慢就会走了。We
all, Krishna is giving everybody what's best for us. So some people that we're envious of, they're not happy. We're envious because they have such a big car and they're thinking this big car is so much trouble and expensive and thieves and, you know. So, you know, it's foolish.
You mean we are envy?
We can be envious of anything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody, mm-hmm. you know, that we think someone's more beautiful, but they may think you're more beautiful.
Yeah.
They may be envious of you, you don't know.
Yeah. 实际上是这样的啊，就是每一件事情其实都有它不同的这个角度去看待。我们可能会为任何一件事情让我们感到嫉妒。那我们可能嫉妒人家是有一辆好车，但其实人家这内心觉得这个有这辆车其实挺麻烦的。比如说呢，我特别贵呀，或者是又会被偷啊什么的。然后呢，或者我们会为因为别人长得漂亮而嫉妒。那也许可能别人会觉得你长得很漂亮的。OK，谢谢。 Marge, actually, here are more questions here.
I have to take a 1 minute break.
Okay.
Just everybody chant the holy name. Maybe you won't have so many questions.
Okay.
Just a minute.
Okay. Marge 说马上就回来啊。但是萨蒂玛吉，我今天的时间就只能到8:30。 我们请咕噜把后面这两个问题回答完了以后，我们今天就先到这儿啊。好的，看看时间够不够，不够就下周回答也行。可以啊。不过马尔在回答问题还是挺快的，应该。 尽量把这两个问题回答，我待会儿我得去张家口。
好的。
Marge, you're back.
Amen.
すいません。今日、ギーターまたじ、6時にします、ここに。
6時。
はい。
Yeah.
はい。
Okay. Yeah. All right.
ポケットに入ってました。お金。
どこかに。
ポケット、仕込むマハラジャンポケット
。すいません。
Okay.
Yes. Two questions. One is from, 秀秀 Mataji, 顶拜 Guru, 就是家里都是分奉献者和我给他们听课，他们会有评判，有时候这样会有冒犯吧，应该让他们多听听你的课好吗？ Please accept my very humble obeisances. Because in my family, because my family members, they are non-devotees, So I give them the lecture to hear. However, sometimes they have some of the recriminations. They have some criticisms to the lectures. So isn't that considered as the offense? So instead of giving them the lecture to hear, is that good for me just to give them the holy name to hear?
Maybe. It depends on what kind of a, if they just don't understand, then you can explain. But if they just against it, then don't, you know, we should not preach the glories of the holy name to the unfaithful.
就是首先呢，我们不应该把这个圣名的这个荣耀呢，向那些没有信心的人去传递。所以说呢，就是看他们的这种评判，有的时候看是一种什么样的评判。如果他们要是只是不懂不明白的话呢，那么你呢就可以向他们解释一下，但是如果他们要是有特别强烈的这种反对心的话呢，那就不要再给他们听了。
But we can give them the holy name.
但是我们可以把圣名给他们。
But if they don't like it, then we just leave it.
但是如果他们要是不喜欢的话呢，就不要强迫他们。
Don't push it on them.
所以呢，千万不要去这个催促他们、强迫他们。
Maybe just prasadam. Some people only can take prasadam.
那所以也许可能就给他们荣耀一些 prasadam 就好了，因为有些人可能就只是接受 prasadam.
And some people are so unfortunate they can't take anything. They just don't.
但是还有一些人呢，其实
very many are like that. Usually they just confused. They don't understand.
还有一些人呢是非常的不幸的，就是他什么都不接受。那这样的人呢，我们也就不要再去这个。跟他花太多的时间，但是呢，还是很少有人是这样的。只不过大部分的人呢是处在一种不理解，然后会处在一种比较困惑的状态。
Okay.
The next one is from 红尘陌上浅然浅秀安然玛特吉，咕噜好，顶拜您。如果主的奉献者服务神像和给主供奉食物，又念诵十六圈，也看着。他几乎是在 Krishna 知觉中，但心意上的四项基本原则却欠缺。比如男人有点心意上的行为上可能表现出来的脾气也是很不好，随着相处的时间越来越长，相互越来越熟，脾气也越来越差。当与这样的奉献者联谊的时候，怎样与他相处， Krishna 会怎样对待他这样的奉献者呢？与这样的奉献者在一起联谊的时候有很多的打扰，我们有没有能力量去改变什么，带来的只是打扰，我们是不是应该选择离开呢，还是坚持呢？只是我们没有那么坚强，给咕噜，请咕噜疏导。Marge, I paraphrase the
Hare Krishna, 就是他说那个心意，比如男人心意上有点那个可能是屏蔽了，应该是色欲吧。
应该是色欲是吧哈。I just paraphrase what she said. Basically, she said that there are some devotees, externally, they looked like they have done a very good service. For example, worship the deity, offer the food, and also chanting 16 rounds. They're in the Krishna consciousness. However, knowing them more, you find they are not really act as that nicely anymore. For example, they become easy to get angry, and also quite bothersome. Have bad tempers also showed even for men, and they also started to show their lusty mood. So when we are with this type of devotees, what will be the good attitude from us? Shall we just keep in the mood of tolerance with them, be with them, or we just leave in them? Because this is quite bothersome. So could you help me?
Well, yeah, it's confusing, but, you know, some people are doing things, looks very nice, but their motivation is wrong, so they get the wrong effect.
所以呢，就是当一些人他虽然看起来好像做的是挺好的一件事情，但是如果他的这个动机是错了的话，那么他所做这个事情得到的这个效果也就错了。
You know, too much austerity makes one hard-hearted.
如果我们要是做太多的苦行的话呢，会让我们的心变得很坚硬。
Okay. So, the devotee will become soft-hearted.
所以呢，一位奉献者应该让自个儿的心变得柔软起来。
So, sometimes somebody is doing something, but they're expecting, you know, the wrong thing. They're expecting to become famous or become a big leader, and then they don't get what they want, and they become angry.
那比如说有些人呢，他比如他在做一些事情，但是他的这个心里面对于做这件事情的这个期待呢，是希望能够获得一些结果，然后获得好的名声，或者是被人家认出来，但是他如果要是没有办法得到他自己心里边所祈求的这些事物的话呢，他可能就会变得愤怒。
Right, so we, you know, if it's really a botheration and if we bring out the worst in them and if they're really disturbing us, then we have to avoid such people if we're not powerful enough to correct them.
因为如果要是我们自己处在一个比较弱的没有办法去更正人家的这种状态，然后呢他们所表现出来的这种情况呢又让我们非常的被打扰，没有内心很纠结很难受的话，那我们应该做的事情就是应该选择离开，就是远离这样的人。
OK.
Yes, Maharaj. OK.
All right. 谢谢。
谢谢。谢谢。
Okay, see you on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Should be okay.
Okay. Mar 说呢，他星期三，但是接下来这个星期三晚上应该可以讲课。
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
So, yeah. Krishna Mar, thank you.百昆泰之音，百昆泰之音服务员聆听，各位尊敬的奉献者，大家早上好，那我们今天的这个讲课呢就到此结束了。非常非常感谢咖啡川的马尔就为我们的耐心讲解，还有对所有的这些问题的耐心的有益的回答。
谢谢 for everybody.
谢谢，谢谢大家，马尔说谢谢大家。那也谢谢。
Defend the king.
Jay.
Lord Premanani Hari.
Hari Hari Bo. 谢谢萨迪玛吉，感恩所有的奉献者的聆听，谢谢 Hari Bo.
Right, so I'm just.
Yeah.
And I'm not.